Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Eternity in the Mirror by Graham Ford is a book of spiritual poetry. Poems that are mostly religious and entertaining, containing his personal experiences and some stories from the Bible. Graham was born in England in 1960, moved to Australia when he was 10 years old, grew up in Perth, moved to the eastern states in 1991, where he mostly worked as a fruit picker, station hand, and truck driver, now retired, living in Sydney, a religious man, a Christian. Graham Ford, author of Eternity in the Mirror, from Sydney, Australia, our guest on This Week in America. Graham, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be on the show.
Looking forward to talking with you about this book, Eternity in the Mirror. When did this idea first come to you that you were going to write and then publish a series of poetry? When did this happen?
I wrote the book over several years.
Okay.
And it's a group of the best poems I had at the time. And I can't remember when I actually published it, about 2 years ago, I think. And I think it's a very enjoyable book of poems. I had great fun writing them. And I wrote most of them out in the bush, actually, in the country areas of Australia.
That's interesting.
When I got to the city, I put them together and produced the book with Golden Ink.
Well, that's Media Golden Services. Ink Media Services, the publisher of the book. Their website is goldeninkmediaservices.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is so well put together, receiving excellent reviews. Eternity in the Mirror by Graham Ford, our guest from Sydney, Australia, on the program today. You've got such a talent in writing poetry, and there really is a talent. I admire people who write poetry. I'm not able to do that at all. When did you develop this this interest in poetry and realize that you were really good at it?
I started writing poetry when I was about 30 years old, and it developed from there. It took many years to get used to writing it, And I had to come up with ideas and different topics and subjects, you know. But about that time, I became religious. So I started going to church and things like that. And I started writing religious poetry. And this book is basically a production of that experience.
And it's so well done. Eternity in the Mirror by Graham Ford, our guest on the program, where you take these thoughts and able to express those so eloquently in poetic form. Let's talk a little bit about what exactly the readers can expect. And I'm going to have you read, if you will, some poems a little bit later on in the conversation. What is your hope in writing Eternity in the Mirror? What do you hope people get from reading the poems in this book?
I hope they get it. They get a religious experience. That they can enjoy religion more. Of course, God, Jesus gets a mention, I think that. People would get to experience religion the way I experience it, you know.
Yes.
And I think that it's a reflection of my own thoughts and ideas and the way I see things. There's a poem called Samson and Delilah, and I wrote about Samson and Delilah in the way that I hope it's entertaining and enjoyable, and it's sort of a reflection of my own personality. You know?
Well, yes, yes. And it's interesting. We sort of feel like we're there with you on this journey that you've gone through. And we feel like you're talking to us as you're writing this poetry, all in Graham's book, Eternity in the Mirror, if you will. And you mentioned Samson and Delilah. Will you read that for us? This is one of many poems in the book, and the book available again at Amazon. You'll find it at all of the usual places worldwide. Graham, when you're ready, please read Samson and Delilah for us.
All right. Samson and Delilah. In a pitch black hat, she tucked her hair in, a harsh black sweat, cool with some street cred, graffiti crudely written above her head as an independently tagged wall. On her own, Delilah was unknown, in the cold wind biting, dejected and miserable as a rat out of the pack, as dismal as the beholder when Samson sauntered over. He offered to hold her, he gave her his arm and sympathy. He acted like a gentleman. He was neither drunk nor high. He was stone cold sober. He knew what he was doing. He was full of confidence. He wanted her head on his breast. He fully gave his courage a test. He would not rest sedately until love was his. He confessed that his heart was in her hands. He talked to Delilah best with his hand on his ribs, as he told her of his days when battle was the craze, how he and Israel had won the day. Now, winsomely, he was diverted by the smell of a minted breath, the tearful timbre in her eye, the clarity of a tidy thought, a clear, unwrinkled brow. As her tender lips touched, her hair fell across his rough cheek. When he felt despicable, she would loudly call Samson a mighty army battalion. And if a lively romance was missing, he would tell her he was able. She would pull him down, rosy cheek to cheek, with his excited face in her hair and her meagre frame in his grasp. Side by side, belly to belly, whispering sweet melodies, they found solace in each other's arms. The day drew its glorious breath as his perfect dream grew dearer. But suddenly, fiercely malicious, Delilah's cold heart grew icy. Samson didn't abuse her, an irredeemable bruiser. He could not persuade her, with reason, with no resemblance of an evil she had washed off. Her cheek was not to soften his breast, her cherished eyes were no longer his prize. Dejected and unrespected, he lost a heart that had no claim to his own. He's now in a Philistine jail, and notorious he's about Delilah, while his long hair is cut and discarded in the harsh act of betrayal. She never gave him a reason other than it was her destiny. She clearly had other men in mind. Samson felt like a tow rag, the floor polisher unwanted. In her hands, he is one who is despised. That's it.
That is just one of the many poems that will entertain you and move you and get you thinking and enlighten you in Graham's book, Eternity in the Mirror by Graham Ford. I want to talk about that for a second, and then we talk about the title of the book and have you read the title poem, if you will. But Samson and Delilah, where did that idea come from that got you started writing it, and how long did it take to complete that?
I think it took me about a year, actually. I wrote the first draft down, and then I nitpicked it at it for a while, put it aside. Then I went back to it, and that was the final result. It took about a year altogether. Put it together.
Yes, and that's contained in the book Eternity in the Mirror, the book, a book of spiritual poetry, poems that are mostly religious, entertaining, containing Graham's personal experiences, some stories from the Bible, as you will find, and we're talking about on the program today. I love the title of the book, and Eternity in the Mirror. Explain the title, and then, if you will, read the title poem.
The title poem?
And while you're doing that, while you're doing that, and I didn't mean to throw that on you like that, I should have said something. We'll fill in for a second while you're finding that. How did you come up with the title Eternity in the Mirror?
But Eternity in the Mirror is when you look in the mirror, you see a young man, a young boy, a young lad.
Yes.
And the mystics say that that's eternity. You're looking at your own soul in the mirror. And that's what the eternity in the mirror title means, eternity. When you look in the mirror, you're seeing your own soul, a young lad, and that's eternity in the mirror. Do you understand?
I understand fully, and that's exactly what I see when I look in the mirror. So that, yes, I fully,
young man,
fully understand that. I know my eyes are deceiving me, but I see a young man nonetheless, decades younger than what I'm actually looking at in the mirror. So the title, Eternity in the Mirror, Graham Ford, our guest on the program. Graham, if you're set, please read the poem, Eternity in the Mirror.
All right. Eternity in the Mirror. On the day I met my soul, expertly, pressure is little from eternity, a boy in the mirror, a reflection of my hardy self, my soul that appears younger than my grey and chiseled exterior, my voice is thick and prayerful, and it is markedly a case to say that my soul is the romantic that has successfully dodged me since I was a pimpled youth. Not like the lady that had ruined me, but the soul that white lord my path. In the month of November, when eternity purged winter, spring was in my soul's waltz. I met him in Sydney Harbour, on the dock of heavy boulders, under the obelisk of a coat hanger. In a cafe-stained mirror, he wore my shirt and shorts. He sipped coffee from a glass. I approached him with alignment to his time. One to keep charity in his mind. One so domesticated as I am and attracted, for me unconditionally, to offer the love of a redemption, to find a seat at my soul's table with words that are worthy of a man who might be stable, a roof over his head, a message to press, a holding at the door, the maitre d' at my elbow, all of which might impress. A sage wit unoppressed. As an undeclared warmth, brown hair fell into my soul's eyes, baby blues with waves inside, sweet lips that were bright, cheeks that were dangerous, wrinkles that loved his smile. As we talked, we grew closer, as a couple with no barrier to a joy in our life, a soul without animosity or a spirit that has no outcry. With starlight beckoning, a warm night quickening, we walked along the foreshore with God in our hearts seeking to make love's work easy. We talked of our hopes unachieved. Now we had met, my soul and I, with no downturned lips or mad violence equipped. We easily broke the silence with terms that revealed us to be a couple with a more. Sin took second place to flee from our embrace. As we walk along the boat ramp, as our hearts beating aloud, and tenderly my soul observed that my arm tingled sadly. Charm was in our abandonment, life was in our humanity. Poverty was in eternity. We shed the world that we know. Together, my soul and I, we found a light. A pity that the churches were closed tonight. That's it.
That's so well done, so well structured. I'm just so impressed with that. How long did it take you to complete Eternity in the Mirror?
I probably come up with it several years ago, and yes. I rewrote it and rewrote it with different drafts, and until I got what I was happy with. It's not a bad. It's probably one of the best poems in the book, and I really enjoy it, and probably I keep reading the book, my own work. But
it says so much.
It's all right.
Well, no, it's better than all right. It's really well done, and it's the title poem, Eternity in the Mirror, the book by Graham Ford, available at Amazon, published by Golden Ink Media Services, their website, goldeninkmediaservices.com. Book available worldwide, basically wherever books are sold. This, I understand, is your second book. What was the other book that you had written?
I wrote a book called The Outpost at 3 p.m. That was less of a spiritual book. It was more about the my experiences in the bush of Australia, because I spent much of my working life in Australia in the bush.
Yes.
And those poems, I mean, the reason was mentioned, or God was, and Jesus sort of thing, but most of the poems were basically country-based. Things like picking grapes or, you know, I can't remember.
It's been a while ago, and you've written so much since then, including this book. What are you working on now? Do you have another collection of poems you're ready to release?
I'm working on another book of poetry that I call Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer. Ooh. And I'm currently just typing it up, getting it ready to send to the publisher. And I'll probably be ready in about 3 months' time. And I'll see what the publisher says about it. You know, it's not a bad book of poetry. It's not, probably not as good as Eternity in the Mirror, but it has some good poems in it. And I hope they do well.
Well, in 3 months, you know, hopefully we'll know and have an opportunity to talk about that as well. A few minutes left in the program. I'd like you to read one more poem. I think In Canna is one that maybe be appropriate to read, and that we can talk about it as we close out the program. As we're doing that, if you let me know when you've got that up, that I would love to have you read that.
I've got it in front of me now.
Well, please read this. This again is one of the many selections in Eternity in the Mirror by our guest on the program, Graham Ford. Graham, read the poem if you would, please.
Okay, In Canna, when a disciple met Jesus. How shall I stay my might? How can I calm my heart? The Trinity's beloved presence stands so stoically in the porch light. So still he is a tempting figure, dressed in white for my delight. Such beauty is beyond all design. The red cheeks of his warm smile goaded me to stutter, to step forward and to introduce myself, to offer a haven for his hopes, to welcome Jesus to our party. Worldly wise, I can only shrink from his purity. Thrilled, my mortal remains seek to rest in his bright gaze, in the joyful brown of his eyes, that rightfully crown his erudite mind. A worthy companion, he is a compact partisan, with the strength of a carpenter. Sturdy is more than ready to take advantage of his efficacy. Jesus is in a league of his own. I cannot disguise the troubles of my heart. Doggedly throughout the night I jostled with the competition, vying for the devotions of his gaze, who none could defy. His warmth was that of a saviour, his mind was that of a mature man. In the depths of the sea there was no greater receptacle than the soft embrace of his arms. In my soul was the urge to steal Jesus from his garden of sweet looks and holy life, to take him into my rough lodgings, to make his thoughts dwell on me, to let us play in a green meadow, in the thorns of a rose patch. Such a prize is beyond my kind, an oath of the heart of vice, bent on crime and the way is clear, lost in the slough of sexual delight. As the earth spun on its axis, the gathering came to an end. His mother took Jesus home with pride, glad that a son's enduring presence had ejected wisdom from my intellect, disrupting the stillness of my reason, giving love its first wild invitation, making a stream of possible dalliance. But my patience was a little thin. Within a week I was undone, poetically startled by the romance. No wondrous day passed without his smile blessing my sleep. Torturously impeded, my discontent increased, to lead astray my intentions, when impossibly on Sunday my feet would pass by God's house. My boldness would give me courage to dream of his delightful grace, finding a place in my arms, his eyes bright and serene, his cherry lips always speaking, his black hair long and untethered, my face pressing to his cheek. Hi, sweet Jesus. That's it, Rick.
That is so well done. All three of those are just so well written, so well read. I really appreciate you taking the time to read those poems during the course of the conversation today. I don't know where the time has gone. It's gone by very quickly. A minute or so left here at the end. Do you like set aside time to write every day? Do you write when the mood hits you? How do you go about the writing process of writing this poetry?
I tend to write when I feel like it, more or less.
Yes,
but I write the original draft of the poem, and I might spend a lot of time going over it, over and over it, until I'm happy with what it says, and that probably takes up most of my time rather than the actual writing of the poem. And as you can see from those three poems I read today. The end result is often pretty good, so it's a worthwhile process.
It really is, and the finished product is so well done. This is a book book of poetry that you read, go back and refer to, and enjoy over a long period of time. You can give this as a gift to someone. It's really well done. It's Eternity in the Mirror by Graham Ford. He's coming to us from Australia, from Sydney, Australia. Book available worldwide, Amazon, all of the usual places, published by GoldenIncMediaServices.com. And Graham, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Eternity in the Mirror. Looking forward to having you back. Hopefully we can talk about the new book as well in a few months. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Rick. It was great fun.
It has been our pleasure. Thank you. Eternity in the Mirror, Graham Ford is the author. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.